Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord, your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. And you shall not lie to one another. And you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor. You shall not steal. And you shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart any one of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt of yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think that you are wise in this age, you should become foolish so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast about human leaders. For among all things, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All belong to you. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain to the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This week, we celebrated one of the holidays that teachers dread. As a teacher, it has never been one of my favorites, and it has never really been one of my favorites in general. Valentine's Day. Now, when I taught high school, Valentine's Day meant at least one student, usually a female, having some sort of breakdown in my classroom before the day was over. It also meant large balloons crowding the hallways and obnoxious flower arrangements delivered all day long. And now, as an elementary school teacher, it means something entirely different, but no less disturbing. Candy. Lots and lots of candy. Sugar rushes and then the inevitable crash before the day is over. So it was with great trepidation that I went to school this week and went down to help out the kindergartners prepare their Valentine cards to deliver on the big day. Now, we go down and help the kindergartners do their cards because kindergartners are still learning to read and they're learning how to write still, and so it takes them a long time to copy those names from their class list onto the cards. And so to make it go a little quicker and to help them out, we go down and sit and work with those who are having a tough time getting that done. So this year, I go in and I sit next to a child who's become one of my favorite kindergarten students. She's a spunky little red-headed girl named Jamie. And I like her because she has yet to develop that filter that keeps you from saying everything that comes into your head. She hasn't quite developed that skill yet. And so on this day, when I sat next to her, she immediately turned to me and she said, "I'm stuck." And I said, "Well, Jamie, how can I help you?" And she said, "I don't even like half these people." And I said, "What?" And she said, "I don't like half these kids. Do I have to give them cards?" And I said, "Yes, Jamie, that's how it works. That's the rule. Everybody gives cards to everybody else." And she said, "Ugh, that's gonna take so much time." And I said, "Well, I'm here to help you, and we can do it in no time if you just sit down, and I'll help you write all the names." And so then she looked at me, and she rolled her eyes, and she said, "Ugh, I can do it." So I left Jamie and moved on to another child and helped them. And when I came back to look, Jamie had neatly divided her cards into two piles. One she had already finished with. It was done amazingly quickly. The other card she was taking her time with and doing. And then when I looked at those cards, I saw why. I said, "Jamie, how come some of these cards have names on them and others just have letters?" And she said, "Those are initials." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Initials, you know, letters that mean your name. I'm not writing out the whole name of kids I don't like. That is a waste of time." And I said, "Jamie, you can't do that." And she said, "Shh, I already did." And I said, "Jamie, we have to treat everybody exactly the same." And she looked at me with absolute honesty, and she said, "Well, that's just silly." So it was that exchange that I carried with me as I entered into today's gospel. I imagine that there were quite a few people listening to Jesus give his sermon who felt just like Jamie. Love your enemies. Well, that's just silly. And if we're honest, there are probably some of us who are Jamies right now as we're hearing this teaching today. That's just silly. Jesus' words are not just challenging, they're offensive. They provoke a strong reaction within us. They make us think, "You mean I'm going to have uncomfortable conversations? You mean I'm going to have to share Jesus' teachings with people that I don't want to share with? You mean to tell me that I've got to assure people of a place in the kingdom of God that I'd just as soon not get invited? You are going to have to spend time on people when you would much rather just jot down their initials and move on." Now, because we're human, that commandment that Jesus gives us goes against our human nature. We don't naturally love everybody. It's hard. And like Jamie, we often look for those loopholes that allow us to follow the rules, but still be able to show our disapproval of those we just really don't care for, or those who don't care for us. So this is a wonderful place for us to end up on one of the last Sundays of Epiphany before Lent begins. It's a fitting marker for that transition that comes between the two seasons, because Epiphany is all about looking for God's miraculous grace all around us, but outside. And Lent turns that examination inward. We look at ourselves and find that miraculous grace of God. Now, we've become very confused about enemies in recent years.
thanks to a lot of things. Paranoia after terrorist attacks, social media, political actions, all sorts of things have caused us to see enemies everywhere. We identify enemies all around us because it's easy to do that. It's far easier to look around and reduce those people to initials than it is to really concentrate on true identities, taking the time to really look at their full names. If we really took the time to look, I bet you we'd find a more uncomfortable reality, one that reveals that our true enemies are often a lot closer to us than we thought they were. They're those who make it easier and more convenient for us to hate, to exclude, to ignore. But that realization comes with a peculiar grace because we so often already love those enemies that are so close to us. What a paradox. I have some enemies I love particularly because they make it easier for me to exclude those that I think are my real enemies. But Jesus also commands us to pray for our enemies, and I think that that's a good spot, a good place to go and pray to begin with. Pray for those enemies that we already love. Pray that God makes it less convenient for us to be inspired to look upon others not so close to us as enemies. There is certainly work to be done if we are going to follow the teachings of Jesus. And that work is the cost of discipleship. Taking time to really look at ourselves, look at our world, rushing into love just as gleefully as we seem to rush into hate. Be perfect, Jesus commands. Two very quick, simple sounding words. Be perfect. Well, that's just silly. Well, it is, if we think that the word perfect means without mistakes or beyond criticism. But really, that word perfect just means whole, all-encompassing, full. To be perfect is to carry Emmanuel, God is with us, into the world. And that means throwing our arms wide and being willing to walk everybody home at the end of the night. So, my brothers and sisters, look outward, look inward, but look with love, because the times we live in are far too dangerous for anything but love. Let the great work begin. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 9 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The all-wise and loving God calls us to be fools for the sake of Christ. Although we cannot accomplish what is right and good, may our prayers please our God and bring our Lord's response as we say, Lord, have mercy. For Christians throughout the world, that their loving concern may extend to all God's people, and that they may never, by word or deed, show contempt for their neighbor, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For Christian leaders, that their imitation of God's holiness may bear fruit in words of compassion and works of loving kindness, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For civic leaders, that in obedience to God's commands, they may promote the welfare of all their citizens, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For all who suffer in any way, especially those on our prayer list. Jean, Margaret, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Joan and John, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Karen, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Jim, Chad, Angela, Judy, Tony, Gordon, Steve, Jane, Mary, Ron and family, Charles, Andrew, Rusty, Harry, that they may not despair of joining their sufferings to those of Christ, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For our Jewish sisters and brothers, that they may be faithful to God's call to holiness, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For the needs of this assembly, that our sharing of God's holy gifts around this table may bear fruit in our daily lives, we pray, Lord, have mercy. Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially John Sargent and Steele Jones. For our brothers and sisters who have died, that having built up the church by their lives of holiness, they may now reside in the heavenly Jerusalem, chanting the glory of God, we pray, Lord, have mercy. All holy God, your wisdom illuminates our folly, and your love shows forth the shallowness of our concern. By the prayer we offer, may we receive the grace to avoid all vengeance and hatred, and the courage to live out our Christian convictions. We make this prayer in the name of Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left. your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please be seated. At this time, we're going to have the installation of the new vestry for 2017. And I would ask the following to come forward: Senior Warden D. Taylor, Junior Warden Jim Short, Clerk Sally Sieg, just stand over there, Treasurer Gaines Campbell, Jeannie Cox, Courtney Hicks, I believe that's everyone who is present today, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We are all baptized by the one Spirit into one body and given gifts for a variety of ministries for the common good. Our purpose this morning is to commission these persons in the name of God and of this congregation to a special ministry to which they are called. Because you have been elected to the vestry, the congregation of St. Thaddeus entrusts to you the ministry of leadership and believes that you are prepared by a commitment to Christ as Lord, by regular attendance at worship, and by the knowledge of your duties, and are ready to exercise your ministry to the honor of God and the well-being of his church. Each of you has been called to a ministry in this congregation. Will you, as long as you are engaged in this work, perform it with diligence? I will. Will you faithfully and reverently execute the duties of your ministry to the honor of God and the benefit of the members of this congregation? Amen. Let us pray. O eternal God, the foundation of all wisdom and the source of all courage, enlighten with your grace the wardens and vestry of this congregation, and so rule their minds and guide their counsels that in all things they may seek your glory and promote the mission of your church through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. I've lost the... Thank you. That's why I need a vestry. Jeannie, I commission you as a vestry member of this parish and give you this pin to signify your office. Courtney, I commission you as a member of the vestry and give you this pin. Jim, I commission you as junior warden and give you this pin. Dee, I commission you as senior warden and give you this pin. Sally, I commission you as clerk of the vestry and give you this pin. Gaines, I commission you as treasurer and give you this pin. Now you might stand and give your applause. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Peace.
Peace be with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Several announcements I'd like to call your attention to today. First and foremost, the vestry meets this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And I want you to know that all members of the parish are welcome. There are extra seats if you'd like to come and give your 2 cents. The main business item will be the approval of this year's budget. Lent begins in 10 days. It's hard to believe. But it begins on the 1st of March, and the Lenten program is advertised on the easel out in the narthex. We'll have a Lenten program after the 6 o'clock Eucharist. We'll have a supper at 6:30 and the program at 7 and finish by 8. I'll say more about the program itself next week, but one of the things that we love to do here at St. Thaddeus is to eat. And we will be doing that with a simple soup and sandwich or soup and salad supper. The chair of our hospitality committee is also the clerk of the vestry and one of the Episcopals, Sally. See her after this service, if you would, if you can provide one of those simple meals during the Lenten programs. You may have noticed in the narthex, the big box that's out there again, we are beginning the collection of paper products for Hosanna House, so please take advantage of that. A new adult class will begin next week. You may or may not know that this year is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, the Continental Reformation. And so we're going to be spending some time looking at the impact of the Protestant Reformation on us as a church. And we'll spend about 4 Sundays doing that. You're welcome to come if you're not normally a part of that class and participate with us. It begins at 9 o'clock. Are there any other announcements? Yes. So that's for Shrove Tuesday. All right, thank you. Any other announcements? Yes, Bob? Yes, and thank you for asking. I checked with John during the passing of the peace to get his permission to share with you. Joan is hospitalized at Memorial. She is in an ICU unit. She has had a slight stroke and is having some difficulty. So I ask all of you to remember Joan and John in your prayers at this time. All right. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thank you.
blessings flow.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." And therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to the heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May God grant you the grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth, and too small for anything but love. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you, inspire you, and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.